Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mike Leach is the most fascinating coach in all of football. He's certainly the most entertaining, and following him on Twitter is just a blast. He's going to join us on the show at some point this week, but I wanted to kind of walk you guys through his timeline, at @coach_Leach on Twitter, and I just want to walk through a little bit of this with you, and if you want, pull it up and follow along. It's @coach_Leach, L-E-A-C-H, and where is he now? Washington State?
Uh-huh.
So Coach Leach is just a treasure. He's an American treasure. And I want to take you back to July 5th. He just retweets somebody who says, Independence Day barbecue, I think I've been doing it all wrong. And it's a guy on a boat, but it's not really a boat. It's a guy in a chair that's been turned into a boat. It's got an American flag behind the chair, and it looks like about the size of a water ski. Maybe it's a little fatter than a water ski. He's turned it into a boat. So it's a giant water ski with an engine on it. And a chair and an American flag. And in front of the guy, he's got an old school charcoal barbecue grill and it's smoking and he's cooking burgers on it.
Okay, so how, I'm trying to get my brain around how big this ski is. It's like this, like a mini pontoon or something. Oh my God, that thing is hauling ass too. That's incredible.
I just love that an American football coach, a big time college football coach, is putting that out there in the world. All right.
Can you retweet that for everybody, Ben?
Yeah, I'll retweet that out there. I'll retweet all the stuff.
He's at Ben Rogers.
Then I want to move on to the next day, July 6th. Dan Wolken. You a Dan Wolken guy?
I'm okay with him.
He tweets out, NBA TV has just shown Ja Morant and the stands eating chili cheese fries.
Get guys like Dan Wetzel.
And Jaren Jackson downing some chicken fingers and fries. In all caps, do the Grizzlies even have a nutritionist? Leach tweets him. He retweets that with a comment. Lighten up, big gulp, Dan.
That's great.
He told him to lighten up. Oh, my God. It's so great. Then
kids have pretty good metabolisms.
July 11th. Mike Leach back at it again on Twitter. This time, he tweeted out this video that's gone viral, 2.5 million views. And again, I love it that he's just out there promoting this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's a video that sums up social media perfectly. And basically, I think it's from initially from Martin Brian Smith. I'm not sure where this came from initially. It's some TV show, maybe in Australia.
Good day, mate.
And it's this guy walking, this guy's just walking around kind of near a beach, and a group of friends is having a talk, and they're like, hey man, would you mind taking a picture of us? There's like six or seven people, and it's like, would you mind? They just ask a stranger to take a picture. Let's see, yeah, there's six people, and so the guy's like, sure, I'll take it, and this is what transpires.
Oh, wait on, I'll just ask this guy. Excuse me, would you mind taking a photo of us?
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody say cheese.
Oh, actually, I'm a vegan. Could you please have us say something else?
Okay, everybody say tofu.
Tofu is actually not as good for you as vegans think. Any CrossFitter will tell you that. It's bad for your testosterone levels.
Okay, I'm sorry. How about we all just smile?
Oh, if one more arse asks me to smile.
Not really an arse taking a photo for you, so.
What's it to smile about anyway?
Okay, would you like me to just count backwards from three?
Oh, would you like dyslexic people to just not exist?
My cousin has dyslexia, so offended.
Adopted. Don't even know who my cousins are, so more offended.
How about this? We all put a word we're comfortable with in our heads and I'll get the shot.
No, it doesn't sound very inclusive, though, does it? I suppose you'd like us all to stand a few metres apart, would you, Stalin?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I don't see what religion has to do with this.
Well, I'm an atheist, so majorly triggered.
Is that a comment on the gun debate? Still trying to control people.
But it's not just the people. Has anyone thought about the animals?
Look, this is what we're going to do. Everybody throw up a peace sign and I'll take a photo.
Wow.
Cultural appropriation is alive and well. Why don't you just ask us to say kung fu?
Guess what? New plan. Group selfie. Ready, set, go. Boom. And looks awesome. You're going to love it.
Wait.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, you took it with the front camera, you stupid cyclist.
What is that from?
I don't know what it's from. I saw it. It must be a TV show.
I'm going to start watching it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it too.
I love Flight of the Conchords.
It's something K-I-N-N-E. King tonight. And it must be a show in Australia, perhaps. All right. So it's pretty fantastic, right? The Leech timeline.
Yeah, so that's in this Australian sketch comedy television series hosted, written, and produced by Troy Kinney.
Okay. I don't want to kill our Leech momentum, but I want to table something at the end of this. I want to get into that Manta Ray story. Have you seen the Australian? Uh-uh. Okay, keep going, Leech. Okay. We'll get to it.
So Mike Leach, Washington State football coach, former Texas Tech football coach, and a true treasure, friend of the Ben and Skin Show, moving right along on his timeline. This one had me laughing out loud. July 13th, Coach Leach tweets out, he's got a picture of a beach.
Okay.
And there's people all in the water. It's like July 4th at the beach. Water's packed. People everywhere on the sand. People everywhere in the ocean. Everybody frolicking in the ocean. And it says, taking a dog named Shark to the beach is a bad idea.
That's good.
Shark!
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 Ah! Shark?
No, not shark. Chippy.
And dude, if you know Leech, then
dog named Shark, though.
You know how intelligent he is.
Mm-hmm, you're right? Smart dude.
Super smart. Mm-hmm. And I love that he's just sitting here enjoying the ridiculousness of taking a dog named Shark to the beach. Then he tweets out an article on Apple News, the 15 most magical tree houses in the world.
There's one in Dallas.
Oh, serious? It's one of the 15?
Yeah, I've seen, I don't know, I haven't clicked this link, but I saw it a while back. There's one in Dallas you can rent for pretty cheap for a weekend.
Okay, tree houses are a thing.
Let's do it.
They exist.
And I mean, really high end ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the people get super rich and they're running out of stuff to spend their money on. Like, hell, let's build a pretty cool tree house. And so they go all out on these things. So 15 of them. Well, he tweets that out and says, I want a treehouse with an exclamation mark.
Dang.
So Coach Leach wants a treehouse. All right. So then you're following him there. Then he tweets out, I don't even know what this is from. Psychology doc. Okay. So he's tweeting on perilous quest towards becoming a successful psychiatrist. So somebody named Psychology Doc tweets out some girl, and it's a girl basically doing dude perfect trick shots.
Okay.
She's walking around.
Oh, I saw this.
She throws a pizza box. She throws,
she's like a hat on somebody.
Yeah,
I saw that. Was that when the guy was going by on the bike?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I saw that. That was cool.
Yeah, she's so, and apparently, you know, she can make these incredible throws, and it's essentially a bunch of cool dude perfect stuff. I guess there's a chicken walking by, and she throws this basket, and it rolls over, catches the chicken, and the chicken's in the basket. I don't know how she created that. But Mike Leach tweets that out with, this is our latest quarterback recruit.
That fat kid's got a great arm.
Then he tweets out, if the earth was flat, cats would just push everything off of it.
It's going pet humor.
It's great.
Then Mike Leach tweets out, congratulations to Bigfoot. He's been the hide and seek champion for decades.
That's a good joke.
Dude. Coach Leach is hilarious.
And his shirt is awesome. He's got a shirt, and it's got like, it looks like a sun around Bigfoot, and it says, keep trucking.
Yeah. Then he tweeted this thing out, this chart that says, how millennial are you? How millennial are you? You get to you get 1 point for every food and drink you've consumed. All right, so let's figure out how millennial all of us
all right,
are. Okay. Avocado toast.
One.
Guilty.
Charcoal water.
Ooh, I don't think I've had that. I don't even know what that is.
That was my mom that put me on that.
Rainbow bagel.
I don't know what that is.
Unicorn frap.
What?
Cronut.
Sir.
Black ice cream.
Whoa. Sir.
Cloud eggs.
You're offending me.
Quinoa.
I'll put on some quinoa.
Quinoa's
on this,
good. Yeah.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Nope. No.
I've had it.
Kombucha.
Kombucha. What is that? I know a
kabuki.
It's like that, like fermented tea or something.
Okay, yeah.
Right? I used to drink that a lot.
Kabuki will spit it in your face.
Poke? And we have had to get that for lunch sometime. I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't know about
Pokeball.
Pokemon. LaCroix?
Yep.
Former Rangers catcher. Turmeric latte?
What?
Acai bowls. Acai bowls.
Hunter Pence,
yes. Right? All right. KT has that every day now. Overnight oats?
Nope.
Ramen burger?
I've never had a ramen burger, but I need one.
This is, this is Coach Mike Leach trying to figure out how millennial we all are.
I don't think I'm a millennial after this.
Mermaid toast.
Sounds hot.
Sushi burrito.
What?
I've heard of that.
Rolled ice cream.
Nope.
What?
Seen it.
Oat milk.
Nope.
Rosé.
All this stuff sounds like it sucks.
Bone broth. Impossible Burger. Oh, yeah. The Impossible Burger's legit. Yes. Pluckers.
Dude, they ran out of Impossible Burgers. Did you know that? There was a run on them, George.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know that.
There was a big run on it. It was hard to get a hold of for a while.
Almond butter.
Yeah, I've had almond butter.
Legit. Super legit.
Mountains don't.
Green juice.
Whoa.
I've had green juice.
Cauliflower rice.
I've had cauliflower substitutes for like tortillas or something. Something or other. You know, something.
Boba. B-O-B-A?
Is that boba tea?
No. It's boba feta. Boba feta. It's a type of cheese.
Boba feta?
Yeah.
Oh, he's also, a bulletproof coffee. And then waffle sandwich. So if your score was 1 to 5, canceled. You're not millennial. 6 to 10, a basic millennial. 11 to 15, almost millennial.
Yes.
And 16 plus, millennial goals AF.
I was on the fringe. I was probably in the 5 to 6 range.
So awesome.
Okay, let me hit this super quick, guys. There was a video that was circulating the end of last week going into the weekend. I saw it this weekend of some Australian divers. And they were, they dive all the time and they're very familiar with oceanic life and all this. And there was a manta ray that they consistently were around. In fact, they had a name for her, and her name was Freckles. So she comes up to one of the divers, and she has a hook in her eye.
Oh, I heard about this. I did not see it.
So she basically works with the diver and doesn't go away from him until he gets the hook out of her eye. Like, you know, they're just hanging out, and he's doing everything he can to get the hook. So she basically submits to trust the Australian diver to take care of her, and he does. And then she kind of hangs around in time for him to come back, and they sort of do this weird water hug, and he rubs the belly, and then she swims off.
Wow. How do you spell manta ray?
I think it's M-A-N-T-A and then R-A-Y. If you did Australian, it would come right up. Because like all the main, because I just stumbled across it, and then I Googled it, and all the news services had the same video. It's like a 1 minute long video where the guy's talking about it. But they were very convinced that they were having an exchange with this manta ray, and she was seeking their help. And she and she knew that they could get the hook out of her eye.
Dude, somebody send that to me. I can't find that.
I was sitting there looking at that going, why are we having this storm Area 51 to free the aliens when they're swimming around in our ocean right now? Right? There's no doubt that's an alien. We got aliens swimming in our oceans, man. Let's just go hang out with them. We don't got to storm the castle.
Is it the one that washed up on a beach?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do Freckles Australian manta ray and it'll come right up.
Okay.